Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Dr. Mary Palmer knew at age 16 that she wanted a career working with older adults. Today at the UNC School of Nursing, she ensures aging adults get the care they need by researching ways to manage urinary incontinence and other lower urinary tract symptoms. A deep love and respect for her grandparents drove Dr. Palmer toward a nursing career.
I had wonderful grandparents. My grandfathers just told great stories. My grandmothers were beautiful, smart, strong women, and I just loved being around them. So at a fairly naive age of 16, I thought, what better thing to do than work in a nursing home and have all of these wonderful older people like grandparents to me who could tell me stories. And the naivety was I did not realize the medical conditions, some health conditions that they would have, but they all became very, very dear to me. And I've often talked to my students about the very first day that I went to apply for a job for a nursing assistant in a small nursing home. I was struck by an odor at the front door. It was just unmistakable. And I never had smelled it before. And when I asked one of the nursing assistants who was helping a patient, she says, well, she actually couldn't smell it. And then she goes, oh, you know, that's because they wet themselves and they can't go to the bathroom. And that essentially rocked my world because I didn't know that people did that. I understood babies couldn't, but I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that older adults did. And at the moment, I thought, that's just plain wrong. And that's how I feel many, many, many years later. I just started teaching a doctoral class, and I feel a little bit like a dinosaur trying to do it on Zoom, but I was talking to the students about the topics that they are now studying and helping them to hearken back to a day when incontinence was truly taboo. My parents, quite frankly, were horrified. My grandparents were horrified that I wanted to take care of older people with incontinence, and I also wanted to learn more and actually become a researcher to find out why does this happen. And in fact, I had written a book after my master's program based on my graduate work, and my grandmother said to me, why would a nice girl write about something like that? And it hurt me, but I understood it. But at the time, I thought, we got to get over this attitude. The only way we can improve things is by becoming educated and knowledgeable about it.
Dr. Palmer was not scared off by a subject that she learned was taboo with most adult women and even some doctors.
It was in the mid-80s. I applied to Hopkins School of Public Health, and I did this really intentionally. I felt that I had a solid background in nursing, and I really wanted to study incontinence and understand why it happens, but mainly I wanted to prevent it, to see what we could do that it didn't happen to older people or any person. I thought, what if I could get to bigger groups of older people instead of the one patient that I'm taking care of? And again, it was an embarrassing topic, and it was sort of not one that was pleasant. And I remember sitting with the department chair one day, and he said to me, okay, you've convinced me that this is a geriatric public health issue. You've shown me that it's prevalent. You've shown me that it's associated with significant comorbidities. You've shown me the cost, and they weren't just the direct dollar costs, but the indirect costs to quality of life, to work productivity, and so forth. And he says, and the final thing that you showed me is you can talk about a taboo. Urinary incontinence is defined as an involuntary loss of urine, so there's no intent behind it. And so I felt very, very fortunate and actually was able to write my dissertation on the prevalence, incidence, remission, and risk factors for incontinence in nursing home residents.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.